Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and I am on after being consecrating for quite a while. I thank God, amen, for another day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. In the name of Jesus, I thank him for this day, and I ask that God would move by his Spirit and strengthen those that need strengthening, amen, in our lives. That's my thought for today. It's just a short thought, amen, and it's coming out of the book of Psalms 18. And the Bible said, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. That's a powerful word. Amen. Praise God. And the psalmist, which is David, was literally speaking, amen, about his love for God, because God had delivered him from the hands of the enemy. Amen. And this time it was his writing about Saul. Saul was the one that was called by God and anointed for the service. Amen. Praise God. To be king and to rule and reign over people. Well, the Bible says he reigned a total of 40 years. But in the midst of his reign, he began to become rebellious because he wanted to please the people more than please God. And when God had given him a specific order to kill out everything, don't save nothing, not even the king, Saul going to take and he going to save the king, and then he going to turn back around and he going to go in eventually and make his own sacrifice for the people, because Samuel hadn't come down to see him yet. When you got a prophet in the house, wait on the prophet. Don't try to rush the prophet. Don't take over the prophet's position, because it's important to stand in what God has told you to stand in. So we see what David was literally stressing, his love for God, because, amen, in his weakest moments, the Lord had given him the strength to overcome what the enemy was trying to do to him. Now we have the enemy that are humans that fight, and we should not contend with them. David did the wisest thing. He avoided Saul as much as he can avoid him. And he had chances to kill him, and he proved it by cutting Saul's garment and showing him the proof. But in the midst of it, he didn't fool with his anointed. He let God take care of him. Don't you know when your enemies are among you and they're doing all kind of wickedness, God becomes your strength, amen, when you're weakened and tired from similar attacks all the time. Your neighbor talking and using witchcraft on you and doing all kind of wickedness towards you, and you don't even socialize with them. They don't even know your personal life. And it's a good thing to stay out of people's houses and out of their businesses. So my thought is, the Lord is my strength. Amen. And some of the writings say, my very present help in time of need. So David was saying, I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God and my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and my horn. Amen. Praise God. The horn of my salvation and my high tower. God come, amen, praise God, at all times. Amen. He lifts us up above every opposition. Amen. Praise God. And one of the things Jesus said, that if he be lifted up, he draw all men unto, amen, himself. Drawing is to put you in a position to go up higher in him. That's the easy way to do it. Drawing means to bring him closer. Amen. Praise God. You're closer to him in the midst of your problems and your troubles, your sickness and your family problems, he's right there. He's bringing you closer to him. And he's strengthening you, amen, praise God, for the battle, even though, amen, praise God, the battle is his. He'll take over, amen, praise God. And so he becomes that strong tower in the midst of a peculiar situation. Sometimes these situations are so crazy, you don't know how you got into them. You went to a friend's house for dinner, thinking you would have dinner alone and wake up on the couch with your clothes off, and all of a sudden you're trying to figure out what happened and what went on. And so you understand, amen, that you had been violated. God is in the midst of you when you were violated, when children are abused and adults are abused and problems are going on in wartime and various other issues are going on till it just virtually, oh my God, seemed like it's impossible, but God was strengthening you. He causes us to have the advantage over our situation. Have you ever been in a situation where does it look like there's no way out, there's no outlet, there's no connection, there's something that's just not coming to par like it should? But when you begin to pray and begin to tell the Lord how much you love him and tell the Lord how much you appreciate him and tell the Lord, amen, this situation shouldn't have never been because I'm not, amen, the center of it or the one that's causing it, but it's coming. But that's okay, God, even in the midst of my weaknesses, you have made me strong. In the midst of my tests, you are the one that's delivering me. You're my strong tower in the midst of what I'm going through. And then he said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. David knew that if he didn't call upon the Lord, Saul was going to get him. Saul had an evil heart. Satan is out to get you today. But when you put on that love, oh, my God, and you tell God how much you appreciate him, how you todai him, you shabbat him, you yadai him, all this morning you could have been dead. You could have, so many things could have happened to you. Amen. And you woke up, amen, praise God, knowing, amen, praise God, that this day alone belongs to the Lord, not the enemy. And you begin to speak the word of truth. He is my help in my very present time of need. He became my rock, amen, praise God. That was with Moses then, that when Moses struck the rock instead of following the instructions that God had told him to, amen, the rock gushed out water when it was supposed to come out. Amen, you can't force anything on God. You got to let God reason this and counsel this thing out concerning your life. Don't go in with a bad attitude and begin to falsely accuse God and blame God for what you're going through. A lot of times it's only a test. But a lot of times it's the enemy trying to kill. He's a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't let him steal your joy today. Don't let him steal your peace. Amen. Praise God. Don't let him, amen, praise God, come in and make you think that you're not going to make it throughout the day because, amen, praise God, the Lord is my strength. He is my rock and my fortress, my deliverer. My God and my strength. He's going to deliver you from everything that you're going through. Just hold on to him and believe. Have faith to believe. Have a wonderful day. God bless you this Sunday.